We hope that you will intentionally bring all of who you are into community in this time. Heart, mind, and soul all together alongside your siblings in faith. We also hope that you'll take a moment to let us know that you're here. There are pads, green pads in your pew for you to sign, or a QR code in the bulletin, and there's a link in the chat for those of you joining us on Zoom. If you are in the sanctuary, you have probably already noticed that today is Scout Sunday. And we want to say thank you to the Scouts who helped us hand out the bulletins this morning. And I know that they will also be making sure all of our candles get lit, which, as you can tell, is going to be a big job. There's a lot of candles up there. We have had a long-standing relationship with the Scouts, for which we are very grateful. And I hope that those of you who are regular attenders of Stone Church will take the time to greet some of these Scouts that have joined us for the service today. A few reminders for you. We care very much about your real-life hurts and hopes. If there is something that we can hold together with you in prayer, we invite you to please fill out a prayer card. You can find those in your pew. The children will collect those a bit later during the children's time. We also believe that the discipline of giving is an important one, that it can help us keep our priorities straight. Many of you give online, but if you do bring a physical offering with you, there's a table in the back with a slot on it for you to put your offering into. We also have grocery cards to both Weiss and Giant. If you've been waiting for the Giant cards, they are in. And we are hoping to increase our utilization of these since the church gets 5%. That is 5% on money you are already spending. Emily's going to be in the back. She waved to you if you want to see her. Emily will be in the back to help you get in on our new subscription service or to just flat sell you some grocery cards today. There are several exciting opportunities for you to connect in the coming weeks. We began our Sunday school for the youngest children among us today. If you have children and haven't tried our Sunday school program yet, I'd really encourage you to take advantage of having other people love on your kids and teach them stories. As a parent myself, it's always nice when other people love on my kids and teach them stories. Next Saturday, we're having our church retreat, and anyone is invited. That means all of you are invited. It's a great way to get to know others, to fellowship, and to be a part of the planning for the upcoming months in the life of our church, as well as looking further ahead at the long-term hopes for our community. The event will be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the fellowship hall, and there will be yummy food. It's this coming Saturday. And then next Sunday, we will have another installment of our non-consecutive worship series, 21st Century Faith Experts Among Us. In this series, we try to look at issues that are impacting the world and wrestle with what our faith may or may not say or call us to do. Next week, we will be looking at issues of mental illness and mental health. After the worship, we will have a light lunch together, and Abby Morgan will share her expertise as a licensed professional counselor and a board-certified music therapist. We hope that you'll make time to be a part of that conversation. The week after that is our Ash Wednesday service and the beginning of Lent, so there will continue to be interesting ways for you to plug in, grow, and have a sense of meaning. Today is our final Sunday in our series, Love the Lord Your God. We are looking at loving God with all our heart. Well, perhaps mind is the better descriptor. And so as the music of the prelude centers us, engage your intellect. Think critically and deeply about this time and what it may hold for us. But also remember that there are wonderful and thoughtful minds all around you. So wonder a bit with us about our connections and how we think of one another.
as faithful people have done in the morning and in the evening for thousands of years. Let's say the words of the Shema together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might.
Philippians 2, 1 through 13. If then there is any comfort in Christ, any consolation from love, any partnership in the Spirit, any tender affection and sympathy, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or empty conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interest, but to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, assuming human likeness, and being found in appearance as a human. He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him even more highly and gave him the name that is above every other name, so that at the name given to Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed me, not only in my presence, but much more now in my absence, work on your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, enabling you to both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
It's that time. Time for the younger among us to join me up front. If you've got a prayer card, hold it high and the kids will collect it on their way. Welcome, you guys. Good morning. I am so glad that you're here.
Are you?
I really am. Really. You know, I'm glad you're here because I've got something for you and for your brothers this morning. Valentine's Day is coming soon. No candy. In a couple of weeks. And I have been working ahead. I made a Valentine for you boys. And I want to show it to you. I want to show it to everybody. Here it is. It says on the outside, it says, "Boys, there's something you should know."
Oh, no.
And then we can see it. Everybody else can see it, too.
Oh, come on.
"I love you more than a giant 700-foot robot." There it is. "Love you, Dad." There you go. Oh, see, I told you I have something for you. Giant robot love right there. Oh, isn't that nice? Hey, I made one for your mom, too. Here,
oh, no.
I'll give you a sneak peek. See, it says Cindy. All right. And on the inside, it's got this lovely picture. And it says, "You make my heart have premature ventricular contractions." With all my heart, hubby. That's great. Do you guys like it?
I don't know what those words mean.
Oh, yeah. That's fancy doctor speak for "you make my heart flutter." Yeah. Do you know what these are? Here, can I borrow that one for a second? Do you know what these are here on this Valentine for the boys?
Hearts.
That's right. They're hearts. You're supposed to put hearts on Valentines. That's why I put this one on the Valentine for your mom.
Yeah, you're supposed to put the heart that's a shape.
Oh.
But see,
this is a heart too. They look kind of different. What do you think? A lot different, Elsie, you think?
That's the one in the body.
That one's the one in the body. That's the shape.
I mean, if you kind of turn it, it kind of looks like this.
You can kind of, if you squint with one eye and lean to the left maybe. I don't know. You know, you're right, because this is the one in the body. Like you said, this is what a real heart looks like inside our bodies, pumping blood and keeping us alive. But over the years, we've come to think of the heart as the place where we feel love and emotions. And so we draw them like this other one over here, and we put them on our Valentines.
It would be very weird.
I can tell you guys are into this. Here I got a question for you. I got something I want you to tell you. I want to drop some knowledge here. In the Bible verse we've been reading together that we just read with Pastor Cindy, it says, we say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might." So what does it mean, I wonder, to love God with all our heart? Now, for the ancient Hebrews who wrote those words, they knew that the heart was an organ inside of our chest that was part of our physical body, and they also thought of it as the place where we feel our emotions, although, for the ancients, our deepest emotions were not felt in our hearts, but in our kidneys, so we could put our kidneys on the Valentines this year.
Also, I'm pretty sure the soul does not mean the soles of our shoes.
That's right. But get this. Hey, Everett, you'll like this. The Hebrews really looked at the heart as the place where we did our thinking and made our choices. Now, where would you say that we do our thinking? Yeah, I almost pointed right there, huh? Our brains. But the Hebrews, The Hebrews didn't even have a word for the brain. Maybe they weren't quite sure what it did yet. I know. Instead, they thought of the heart as the place where we thought. So you might say that our Bible verse from Deuteronomy is asking us to love God with all of our mind, too. In fact, Jesus adds that in when he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. It is very confusing, isn't it? So, keep on loving God with everything you've got, including those incredible minds of yours.
And your kidneys.
And your kidneys. Would you pray with me? Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for our minds.
Thank you for our minds.
Help us to keep on.
Help us to keep on.
Using them for you.
Using them for you.
Amen. Now, before you go, I don't have candy for you, but I thought you might want to get a head start on your Valentine's, too, so that you can each have a set to go and make some for the people you love, too. Here are some crayons, and you've got a set here for you, and a set here for you, and here's a set for you, and a set for you. Henry, do you want a set? Livy, do you want a set?
That
would be great. Henry, do you want a set? Okay, here you go. There's some extras for you. Here, take it anyway.
Wait, there's another one that you didn't.
Can I rip it up?
No, come on.
Wait,
here's some crayons.
You didn't talk about this one.
I know.
Continue with me in prayer. Jesus, we long for you to truly become the name above all names in our lives. We know that we get distracted, that we relegate you to Sundays or times of crisis. And we want to love you with all that we have and all that we are, but we need your help to love each other, to work together with one heart and with your mindset, to balance our needs with the needs of those around us, to humbly bear witness to your faithfulness in all that we do. Emmanuel, God with us, we need your help because there is so much hurt and pain and fear in this world, and we cannot face it all alone. So hear our prayers for those whom we love. We pray for Enzo, Tara's niece's new baby who was born Saturday. Thankfully, his doctors were prepared for his low oxygen levels, and baby and mom Raven are doing well. We continue to pray as he will still need heart surgery soon. We pray for Kim, who is recovering at home from her surgical procedure on Wednesday. Help her to get enough rest and to continue to heal, keeping the pain at bay, God. And watch over Luke as he cares for her. We pray for Corey's dad, Tim, as he recovers from surgery at home and doing well. And for my dad, Daniel, as he faces surgery tomorrow for a hole in his retina. May it go well and be successful. Give him patience as he heals, and watch over my mom as she cares for him. Hear our prayers for Rena and Quinera and Kevin, all facing difficult challenges. Quinera with her health as they determine what the next steps are. Kevin and his struggles. Rena, who is doing the best as she knows how to care for her family. We pray for Bruce and Carolyn as they worry and are deeply impacted by the pain and hurt of having so many complicated issues at work all at once, and for the ways they love and worry. For Rena, Quinera, and Kevin, bring wholeness, God. Hear our prayers for Sue, who is grieving the loss of her sister this week. Bring comfort for her. And for Nate, whose grandmother died and whose father has lung cancer and is in the hospital with an infection. Help Nate and his family know that they do not walk alone. We pray for Donna's family, especially for her sister-in-law, Cindy, whose twin brother died last week, 1 month after the death of her daughter, Heather. Have mercy, Lord. For Pam's sister's family, who have had 3 losses within the last 6 weeks, including her parents-in-law and a newborn grandchild, it is all so much, God. Have mercy. We pray for Eddie as he heals from surgery, and Matt's brother Andrew's wife and son, who are facing treatment for an inherited heart issue, for Carol and Bob's great-grandson, Waylon, who is almost 2 and has cancer as well as several heart issues, for Kim's mom as she recovers from knee replacement, and Luke's mom as she tries to regain her strength. Hear our prayers for Jeff's cousin, Kevin, who's having a bone marrow transplant, and for Kevin's son, Brandon, who is the donor. Hear our prayers for Tara's dad, Buck, as he continues to recover from pneumonia, and for Laura's friend, Tyree, as he waits for a hearing on February 20th. God, we pray for the family of Joanne Williams, who passed away this week, for Willie and for Susan as they grieve, for Karen's friend Charlie and his family, for Gail, who is going to Ohio for a procedure tomorrow but traveling tonight. God, we pray for relief from distress, the distress caused by seasonal affective disorder, including the affecting a sibling in this congregation as well as their daughter and sister. We pray for all the families within this community who are struggling with the stomach flu, and for Craig, who is healing from a fall. We pray for conflict with a child who is grieving deeply their mother's death. God, bring your peace. Draw near to each one and to us as we hold these prayers tenderly, faithfully, lovingly. God of peace, we pray for the violence in our world. Show us how we can partner with you so that all war can come to an end. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer and living Word, we are so thankful for the ways that you continually surprise us with your grace, ever creating and recreating, Please know that we desire to love you with our whole beings, but our wholeness is broken time and time again. Our bodies are weary with carrying fears, our minds are clouded with just judgments, and our hearts beat out of rhythm with selfishness. We ask you to recreate in us once more a wholeness, so we can then be the pieces that fit together as your whole creation, a creation that can only love you with its whole being when in a covenant of wholeness. We are grateful for your willingness to enter into life alongside us, to show us a better way to live, a better way to be. We remember and recommit to you and to your ways, encouraged by you, comforted in love, united in the Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to the glory of God, our loving parent. Amen.
As a parent, you try to give your kids good advice, try to help them navigate the world, to learn how to be healthy and happy, how to be brave and loving and kind. But I'm never sure what will really stick. We don't know that, I suppose, until many years later. My folks were the same way. They did their best with me. And there's a lot of what they said that has stuck, even if I wasn't always so great a listener at the time. I've been thinking a lot this week about one of my dad's old gems. Son, he told me, there are a lot of things in life you can't control. A lot of things that happen to you. But there are three things, he said. There are three things you can choose that really make a difference. Three things that you can choose that will lead you into a life of joy and peace, no matter what happens. Number one, he said, is your attitude. What does it mean to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength? Over the past few weeks, we've explored loving God with our bodies as a part of creation, strong and good. We looked at our souls, our nephesh, our very selves, loving God, longing for God. But this week, we look at the heart, or as we talked about earlier with the kids, what it means to love God with our mind. There's a stereotype out there in the world sometimes that loving God with our minds is almost an oxymoron. We put our faith and our intellect into conflict. And we imagine that either we need to somehow turn our brains off in order to be truly faithful, or else we imagine that our intellect is the only true way of knowing the world, and whatever faith is, it'll be consigned to the cracks. The reality, though, is that the two are not in conflict. Our faith and our minds live well together, our minds acknowledging deep truths of faith.